You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
They are who we thought they were! And we let them off the hook!
What in God's name are we doing?
We're like children! We're not men!
No, we're not. We're not men.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
What? Did we just become best friends? Yup!
Holy crap, I don't know who the hell we think we are when we do something like that.
It's 8 o'clock on a Monday night on the Horn. That must mean that this is Insincerious. I'm your host, Patrick Davis. With me, as always, the one and only Anthony White. On today's show, we'll talk a little basketball, maybe a little Olympics, some baseball. Who knows what's coming up? Things are so crazy in this world right now. Can you believe what happened yesterday, Anthony? Oh, what a crazy day yesterday was.
It was so insane.
But why don't we start off talking a little bit about what happened last week. It was All-Star Weekend for baseball.
Yes.
We got to see. I tried with it.
Are you talking about the Home Run Derby?
I'm talking about everything.
No, but come on. Weekend, I know you haven't watched Home Run Derby in a while, but was it not fun? There were parts of it that were fun.
I'll tell you this. What I liked that I saw afterwards was that they had signed all the baseballs they hit. So everyone who caught a baseball in the crowd,
wow,
it was signed by the person who hit it.
That is awesome.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I thought that was whoever thought that up,
genius
guy. Genius. That was a great idea. I mean, it was fun, but it was fun. And then it became long. And then it became longer. And then it became longer.
Yeah.
And then the guy who was definitely going to win definitely won.
Was it because you feel like you were a little bit disappointed or it took it away because Ohtani didn't make it?
No, I don't care about Ohtani at all.
Okay.
I was happy he didn't make it because everyone is so on his jock right now.
Yeah.
That I'm like, all right, let's give somebody, like, it's baseball. Let's shine some light on some other guys. I think it was more the fact that you were like, no, this Alonso kid he's really good at this.
He's really good at that. And it's so crazy because when you look at him, he doesn't look like the typical power hitter. And so for him to win back-to-back home run derbies is pretty impressive. And then you find out that, you know, the winner of the home run derby makes $1 million, and his contract is like $650 for the year.
Yeah.
So it's a nice chunk of change for this year.
Yeah.
So he's doing it to get paid.
But I think, like, that's the one is, if you look at that, that's like when it's a slam dunk contest and there's one, like, really good dunker.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of guys who can jump.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, this is a runaway.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it is with him right now. And, I mean, even though you saw other guys have, you know, hit a bunch of them, they were getting tired.
Yeah.
And he just was like, oh, no, I'm geared up, I can go. I like that they shortened it. But at the same point, it's still with those breaks and then sticking in commercials. Like, that was one thing about this whole All-Star Game experience. I know they're trying to pin, like, just put so much stuff into it. But when you put everything into it and none of it matters, then it just makes everything seem so long and drawn out. Where you're like, why are we watching another 20-second ad in this thing where it's a break? Instead of, hey, let's go listen to him down the field while they're all talking and have that moment. But no, we're going to watch that. And then when we go to the All-Star Game, we're going to go in and have these random conversations with guys where we don't really have a lot to say and we can't talk too much because, you know, you don't really know what's going on and they're playing a game right now.
So how about – we're still talking about the Home Run Derby though, right?
I'm thinking of everything.
Let's say about with the Home Run Derby, in between breaks, instead of, like, doing commercials and everything, they did, like – they would cut to, like, another type of competition. You know how football has the drill competition or whatever?
Yeah.
If they had something small like that to kind of break up the monotony and kind of keep...
This is what I would do.
Okay.
I would, during All-Star Game and during that, you have all these people from around the league, you have all these celebrities and everybody else, just have other people in and have other conversations. Like, treat it like baseball radio broadcasts.
Mm.
And, like, Harry Carey, when everybody loved Harry Carey, because Harry Carey would tell a grandiose story where the baseball game was secondary to his story. And it was like, and then they walked down the aisle, and they were mad, that's two strikes, and then he got to, and you're like, if you can do that, and just basically be like, look, call the action, say what's happening, but we're not going to sit there and go, ooh, another home run, and another home run. Oh, that's a home run. Oh, that's a little short. That's a home run. That's a little short. That's a home run.
It sounds like you're missing Chris Berman, is what I hear.
No, I hate that too.
I'm
just like, if you can go, hey, the entertainment value. Now, you also know me. I'm the 5 TV guy, so I like to be distracted by multiple things at once. So I just think, though, if you could do it to where you're like, hey, let's have, look, it's Jerry Seinfeld in the booth because he's a big baseball fan. And Jerry Seinfeld's up there, and he's telling stories, and we're joking around. Oh, by the way, Alonzo just, oh, look, now he's at 25. We can start talking about it now.
Yeah.
When we got to, we're in the last minute, as opposed to, well, this is going to be 5 minutes, and what's the conversation? Well, he's trying to hit it far, buddy. And that's it.
Yeah.
That is as far as the discussion as we're getting.
Well, so did you, were you not a fan of the actual game itself as well?
No, it's just, like, the fact that they don't treat it like a game, even though it matters.
It matters, yeah.
But they, like, the announcers don't treat it like a game.
No, they try to make it like it is a exhibition game.
Yeah, so if you're going to treat it like that, then treat it like that and just have fun. But don't, like, also, it's Joe Buck. Like, I don't, you were telling me, how many jokes does he need to tell? Get somebody who can tell jokes again.
Yeah,
get somebody who has stories.
Yeah.
And do that to where it's like, okay, we can do this. But, yeah, when you, and especially, this is also, I'll also tell you, this year was not as much fun because this year baseball hasn't been as much fun because it's been a pitcher's year.
Yeah.
And so the pitchers came out and did great. And how much was it? Another three up, three down inning here in the All-Star game. You know how you don't, this one pitcher, you got to see those three guys again.
Yeah.
How fun was that?
You know, now that you're talking about it, you make a good point, and they should have taken away the talking to the players on the field because that was just really awkward, and it wasn't even enjoyable as a fan. But, if you change that and put, like, a Will Ferrell and just, like, kept rotating the play-by-play person or whatever and making it more appealing to listen to, I could see that being more enjoyable then. Because, like I said, listening to the players try to forcefully have to pay attention to what these idiots are trying to talk to them about while they're also trying to play a game that actually does matter to some of these players.
Yeah.
Because they are.
And then every single time going, hey, talk to this guy, but tell him you're mic'd.
Yeah.
Tell him you're mic'd.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, do you think they care as much as you care that they're mic'd? I've worked in radio now for a lot of years, and there's always this certain aspect of people in radio and TV always think the players and coaches care more about being on radio and TV than they do.
Yeah.
And so you're like, isn't this cool? And they're like, no. I don't care. And sometimes, yeah, it is. Like, oh, yeah, the first time you do it is cool.
I will say that
when you're on the 9,000th time you've been on TV, it loses some luster.
Yeah, like I think it's Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
He's a natural. You can tell he enjoyed being on
it. And it was fun. It was still just, it was not there. But I wanted to ask you this then. What is, if you could say, what is the best sporting all-star game, like all-star weekend?
Right.
You know, maybe it's bonus events, or what is it that you go, oh, when it's coming up, I really want to watch this?
It is. It's a close tie between the Home Run Derby, because I really just enjoy the Home Run Derby, and the Dunk Contest. Now, I will say, as of late, the Dunk Contest has kind of lost its luster, and I think they need to make some adjustments with it. Like, I don't think they should have judges anymore. I think they should have, like, fan judges or something like that. Something better, because the way it's judged now is kind of silly. But those two, no matter what I'm doing, like, I'll watch some of the All-Star games, both of them, in any sport, but I'm not going to make time. But those two things, I will sit down and watch.
Yeah,
what about you?
And I think the NBA All-Star weekend as a whole is just more fun. But I think that's also because the NBA is more a on-court where everyone's kind of in this one area.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in baseball, it's a field, and you go, well, then they're in the dugouts, and they're away from you. And then the announcers are way up in a booth. And so I think it takes a little bit away from it that you can't just be like, hey, we're all kind of just hanging out here on the ground, and who knows what's going to happen.
And
the slam dunk contest, because if you want to say what compare, the Home Run Derby and the slam dunk contest are not the same. The three-point shootout and the Home Run Derby are the same thing. That's the comparison. The slam dunk contest
is above that. That wasn't the question. The question was what I liked. And those are the two. Now, I do love the three-point contest as well. The competition becomes more intense in those. But I mean, it's just something about a dunk. And like I said, they've kind of...
The good ones. The good ones are really, really good.
They've kind of lost their there's just not new dunks anymore. No, yeah. I can't think of anything new. So,
you know, I think if you can find a way to just, you know, you put lefties versus righties at the home run plate, at the plate and the Home Run Derby, but they're both on the plate at the same time.
just trying to see who can hit.
Yeah, yeah. Just seems like your guys are, and you're just trying to get him in.
What about this? What about adding drunk base running? So you never seen when those when
I'm against that solely in the fact that the last time I did it was the last time I did it.
Well, yeah, but like you know what I mean? Athletes do
No, because the last time I did it, I ended up in a fence.
Yeah.
Like, and it was one of those things where you're like, oh, if I had made it a little bit further, I could have really hurt myself. Yeah. And for you, I would hate to be like, what happened to Carlos Correa? And you're like, oh, they did dizzy bat. And he flipped over a railing and broke his arm.
Right, you have like the rookies do it or something.
Break the rookies arm in his career on dizzy bat. Yeah, but that was, you know what? I just, the best thing about the worst thing about it. Is it just stop baseball for a week? And you went, like, I like turning on a baseball game. That's the one benefit of baseball having so many games during a season, is that you're just always one on.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, now that's not even a thing.
Well, do you think you would have been more intrigued if any of the Astros showed up?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But at the same point, it wouldn't have been, like, it would have made me watch more of the All-Star game. I left in, like, the sixth, seventh inning and went and walked my dog. Because I was just like, I'll check it later. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I probably would have waited to see them come in and then be like,
Yeah.
But, yeah. We also, let's see. Austin FC played a friendly that they threw together pretty last minute. They threw together and then lost it 3-1.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good on them. They had a long break in between games to go ahead and get that in.
And then they don't play until this Thursday.
Yeah, they play Thursday. Marv Albert retired. We've kind of missed that, but let's go into it real quick.
Yeah.
What do you think, Marv Albert? Is Marv Albert the greatest play-by-play guy in basketball?
Easily in basketball. I think he's up there just all time. His voice is just – it just resonates basketball, and he's – So what Joe Buck lacks in like wit and the banter, Marv Albert just excelled in it. It was almost impossible to sit him next to somebody that he couldn't just feed off of. The only time he was ever
I'm sorry,
I know.
God, come on. Feed off of Marv Albert. Write your own jokes. Take a bite out of that one and take a joke for it.
But it was like I think the only problem he ever had was with Chris Webber, and it was just. Weber's just an awkward person, but no, I think he's fantastic. What about you?
Marv, he's one of those guys. He likes to joke about it, but he's been around forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been. It was definitely time for him to retire.
Yeah.
But
there's a few.
We do know the greatest voice in sports history, though, right?
You're going to tell me.
It's Craig Way. We all know it's Craig Way. Right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's Craig Way. 100%. Space Jam opens. Space Jam just opened on Friday.
Yeah.
I've not seen it yet.
Are you going to see it?
I'm going to see it. I have to see it.
Because of LeBron, right?
I loved the original Space Jam. Now, this is the thing. No, because this is what I want. Uh-huh. That soundtrack better be on fire.
It's going to, but it's not for us.
No. I need it to be for me.
What are you going
to
do? You want the original songs?
I want Coolio back.
I Believe I Can Fly. Is that like
R. Kelly's probably going to be a problem at that point. That soundtrack. I still own that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Because it's a Space Jam soundtrack.
It's a fantastic soundtrack.
Are you going to go see it?
I mean, I've got a 12-year-old son, so of course. And it's LeBron. Yeah, I mean, this movie will solidify him as the greatest of all time. I mean, this is the one thing he needed to notch in his
belt. We all know the greatest of all time.
To take over Michael Jordan.
It's Don Cheadle, right?
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? I forgot he's in this movie.
Don't you?
Because he's going to steal
everything.
Yeah.
He's going to steal LeBron's Instagram followers. Oh, why?
It's like, rough.
The things are, that's one of those things, I don't know if I'm happy that I know that going into it. So I feel like that would be an audible sigh for me.
Yeah.
That when I was watching it, when they were like, it's Instagram. I was like, no.
At least prepared, right? I could see you walking out if you had been surprised by that. You're like, oh, heck no, I'm not.
I'm too cheap to walk out of them. I've walked out of one movie in my life.
Well, you were going
to
ruin it for everybody
and
else.
I asked for my money back when I walked out. We were at the Dollar Theater. It was
You asked for money back from the Dollar Theater?
It was on principle. It was a bad movie. It was a really bad
movie.
And
you had the Dollar Theater. Yeah, it was about all principles.
I was also like 15, 16 at the time. So I owe Dollar Man. That one man mattered more. Why don't we get to some questions of the week, Anthony? What do you got?
Okay, so the first one, MLB talked about during the All-Star break that they're going to be voting on several items before the year's over. And I'm just trying to gauge what your opinion on these rules that they're planning on either changing or keeping. and if you think they should get rid of him, and or if there's anything else that you should think that they should change. So the first one is, and they're already practicing this in the minor leagues, but banning the shift. And so right now they're basically saying all infield players have to have their feet in the dirt at some point. So, you see the shifts are so extreme now in baseball to where, you know, the third baseman's on second base and they're out actually in the field. So do you think the shift has been beneficial to baseball or should they ban it?
I think the shift is pretty much even. I don't think it helps teams as much as they think it does.
Yeah.
And I don't think it hurts teams as much as people think it does. I think it basically serves its purpose to a point. I know it annoys old school people, so let's do more of it. I hate old school baseball people.
You know what? Honestly, in that reading some of the articles, that's what he said, is that it brings it back to the traditional.
If Tony La Russa wants it changed, keep it the way it is.
That's fair. All right, so the second one is eliminating seven-inning doubleheaders.
Yeah, go to the nine innings. It was only because there was a guy this year who threw a no-hitter, complete game.
It didn't count.
It doesn't count because it was only seven innings.
I forgot about
and
that.
So when you go, I think for the fans who go, you just want to see a nine-inning game. And honestly, if you want to go see a nine-inning game and then go home and not stay for both games a doubleheader, that makes more sense to me than staying for 14 innings of a doubleheader because it's just a long time and the break in between. I mean, you want to try and get away from doubleheaders as much as possible, but you're still going to have I just think you got to go nine innings.
Yeah.
You're professional athletes. The two innings doesn't really save you that much.
Difference,
I mean, really all you're trying to do is save bullpen.
Right.
Because it's not about anything but the bullpen. And then you go, look, it's going to be bullpen, but both teams are going to have to do it. Send some bad guys out there.
Yeah.
Make it 14 to 20 because those bullpens are bad at the end.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. But yeah, go back to nine innings on that.
Okay. And then the next one, which I hope they do, playing extra innings with runners starting on second base.
I'm okay with this rule, not in the ninth. Or in the 10th, sorry. I'm okay with this if you want to say in the 13th inning or 12th.
Okay.
I'm okay with, this game's going on for way too long.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we need to escalate this. And, like, I'm fine with you going, all right, in the 12th inning, we got a guy on second. In the 15th inning, we got a guy on third.
Yeah.
Like, let's end this game.
Yeah.
Let's just end the game. Because I at a certain point, it's just not fun to really watch anymore. And I know it's fun if you tune into a game in the 27th inning. It's great fun to watch.
Yeah.
If you started watching that game in the first inning, it's terrible by the time you get there.
I wish we had the stats to see how big of a difference that has played game-wise.
Because that one's such a hard one because it is if the first guy, you know, if your team gets a run in, you know, you have a better shot probably of playing small ball and getting a run in and tying it, which is not what the rule is meant to do at all.
But I'm
fine with it, but not in the 10th inning. I think I don't want it to go right as soon as they go. You want to get a couple of extra innings to be like, hey, can you actually in this, old school way?
Yeah. So is there anything else that you would like to see them vote on changing or, possibly like reviews that they're doing now? Would you like to see those things change?
Oh, yeah, like the robot umps. Always. Okay. I mean, always going to just – I still think that it should be a thing that every ref has in their pocket that tells them ball or strike, a little earpiece that tells them ball or strike to help them out. Just that kind of thing I think would help you out a lot if having a check swing so a guy can just go to his earpiece. There was a play in the Astros game. And it's just because I was watching this game. But Gurriel got
the
called
check
out.
Swing, yeah. I remember
check
that.
Swing, and it wasn't. It was a swing. He check swing, like 100%.
Yeah.
So something like that where you can just get in the earpiece goes, hey, you blew the call. And he goes, I blew the call.
Yeah.
And we all go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No problem. And they go, well, they're going to get yelled at. Like, they're going to get yelled at no matter what. Wait till you think it's any different. They're still going to throw a player out if you yell too much. But if you then say, hey, I have a device that is also telling me I'm right.
Right.
So now technology and my eyes say I'm right.
Yeah.
You are probably wrong.
Right.
But if you say, hey, that guy, until he goes back into the dugout and then goes into the clubhouse and looks at it and goes, I saw it different. So I like having the technology.
Yeah, I like that too. That's a good one.
All right. Do you have any extra you'd add?
No, actually, honestly, I think I wouldn't add anything. I just hope that they do get rid of all three of these things. I mean, actually, the shift, I don't know enough about it to know to really care one way or the other. I do believe it is just going back because it's traditional baseball, and that's silly. So if that's why, then keep it. But, yeah. Okay, do you want to go to the second question?
Yeah, let's go to the second question.
All right. Well, we've got the Olympics coming up. And I would
They're opening day. Are you excited all about the Olympics coming up?
I mean, I want to be. I wish I was, but it's with everything that's happened, all the negative publicity that they've got. There's just really no hype.
No fans.
There's no fans. You know, yeah. The USA basketball team is not really right now. As of right now, looking that great. And so, yeah, there's really nothing.
I get it. I still think I'm gonna be. I'm still looking forward to it because it is the Olympics. But
I'll watch things, but it's just not the same.
I'm also, like, I always love any sporting event that's, you know, that you can watch as a night owl.
Okay, yeah.
And you can kind of be like, oh, the games are just on at these random times.
Yeah.
And so I can watch regular sports at regular time and watch Olympics at other times and they replay it. I just like that because I feel like the Olympics, a lot of it is like, I've never seen this thing. I see it once every 4 years.
There are some, but yeah, for the most part.
But all right, but what's your question?
Okay, I'd be remiss to ask you, what is your least favorite event out of all the events in the Summer Olympics?
I don't get gymnastics, but it's fine. Because I think, like, we've watched it before, and you can see, like, you can see things and go, wow, that's really impressive.
Right.
But I don't get the scoring or anything. So it's like, all right, but I'll leave that out because I just don't get it. And that doesn't mean it's bad. I would say it's some of those, I don't know, it's like judo or something like that, where they're not fighting, where it's just the craft of doing it.
And like taekwondo.
Yeah, those are the ones I can never watch because that's the one you're like, it's like gymnastics, but kind of slower. And it's like, this is the worst action movie you've ever seen. It's what every action movie is right before Indiana Jones shoots them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about rhythmic gymnastics? So that's one of those ones.
I'm fine with it because, first of all, when they bring in the props,
you're a fan of props.
You know, yeah. I'm a fan of props. Bring in your gimmick.
Easily amused.
Look, I got. When else did someone go like, "Hey, man, this thing isn't. This thing's looking kind of weird." Do you have a stick and a really long string?
Yeah,
I do, man.
So this is the thing about it. You and I are very unathletic. And so to talk bad about any of these sports, it feels bad. It feels a little wrong. But like badminton, I'm not going to watch badminton. I don't care if it's on. When it could be on any time of the day.
I feel like I could be in badminton. That's why I don't want to watch it, because I feel like I could be in it, and then I'd watch it and realize that I'm too fat for even that.
I'm too fat for badminton? Oh, things are getting rough.
I need to step up those workouts. Too fat for badminton.
Are there any sports that aren't in the Olympics that you would like to see? Because I have a few.
I think, pro wrestling for sure.
Okay. Right.
I would love to see a really battle of the countries in pro wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of mine would be honestly MMA, bringing MMA to Olympics. Why not?
Because they've got to fight like 20 times.
No. Well, here's the thing. They've literally already got wrestling, taekwondo, judo, and boxing.
Yeah.
They've already got four. So that's literally what MMA is. You put that all together. And you just go, listen, that's how UFC got started, was just like a tournament of the champions.
Yeah, that's true. So, and they were crazy
they
to
were
watch.
Insane
that is true.
To watch. Bring that back. I'll stay up all night to watch that. and then another one, which sounds silly, but I am kind of serious about breakdancing. They were almost got into the Olympics, but weren't there. I'm just saying, if you can have rhythmic.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
You can have breakdancing.
For breakdancing, mm-hmm. I am 100% on board for this. If all the announcing is done by break dancers from the early 80s.
Yeah.
If you can get old black men to sit there and announce this and then the entire time talk trash about the people doing it, but like backhanded, 1,000% I am in.
See? We need to get to the Olympics.
I think what we need to add in is we need a type of sport that is summer curling. Because, man, there is no better Olympic sport to watch during the Winter Olympics than watching curling while drinking a beer and go, yeah, man, I'm drunk and could still do this. I could be.
I'm trying to think of what the
curling is. The one on ice where they throw it down.
Like, no, but isn't
but what's
that,
like what's
like shuffleboard?
Yeah, I mean,
isn't
kind
that,
of.
What's the one that the table one? Isn't that you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I don't want to say what I'm thinking. Something more of like, because you gotta have some athleticism. So I think I think it's a thing. Well, yeah, because they slide.
Yeah, there's literally.
I think if you got it, if you were in a pool, and you just kind of push something down in a pool, and the guys had to slash it, like instead of the broom, they slashed it a little bit. I think that would be a fun one.
I can see that. All right.
So yeah, so find a way to make pool curling,
right.
and then play that at 11:30 midnight on weekdays. When I can just sit there with a beer and be like, hey, I can do that.
All right,
get a guy to get the team sponsored by McDonald's and really lit. The curling team was sponsored by McDonald's from the U.S.
All right.
Last time. Really go for it.
All right. The last one I would add, and I would definitely watch if this was added to the Olympics, because they've already got all these other ones. So pole dancing. If they made pole dancing a sport, tell me you wouldn't watch that. That's impressive. Come on.
You know what? I will tell you.
Come on.
That's got to be, I'm going to need a special channel for that one.
it's still in good taste to an extent.
Oh, I don't want that. No good taste. Bad taste. Bad taste. I want Lil Jon hosting. Bad taste. Let's do it.
All right.
We got to take a break. We come back. We'll talk some NBA, some more. Maybe some Team USA?
Yeah.
We'll talk about what's going on. And then some serious news coming up later. If you're annoyed by fireworks still going off in your neighborhood, we have a solution found by one man. We'll tell you that during Insidious News later on here on the Horn 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Welcome to Insidious here on the Horn. We just got through talking about some serious Olympic stuff, so we're going to get back in the Olympics in just a minute. We know the NBA playoffs are still going on. The NBA finals are still going on. You still have your very firm in your prediction. Giannis will not win a ring with – what's the prediction?
I said he will never win a title without a legit number two.
A legit number two.
Yeah.
So you are going to say Chris Middleton is a legit number two if they come back and win this.
No.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But I do want to talk about Team USA, which, I mean, do we have a name for Team USA this year?
No.
Because they're definitely not the dream team.
They are not the dream team. It is, yeah, I have no idea what you call this team. It is a, in my opinion, and this is, you know, I love Pop, but I think it's a poorly built team. I think...
Pop didn't put the team together.
Well, I know. I just wanted to make sure that this is nothing. I'm not dissing Pop.
No, but, your word's solely talking bad about. Is it D'Antonio or Colangelo was still involved with it?
Is he?
I don't know. I don't know who's. I don't remember who put the team. But yeah, whoever's putting the team together, it does seem to be. It seems weird, especially if you looked at the list of who was all a finalist.
Yeah, the like finalist.
And then who they got out of it.
Right.
And you were like, did they all say no? And you just kind of save face on some of them that you didn't want to pull out. Where some of, I mean, I get guys in contract years. You say,
that's
look, I don't want to go get hurt.
Yeah.
I get guys that are recovering from injuries. Like Gordon Hayward hurt for a lot of the year. I could see why he didn't want to be the token white guy.
Yeah.
Kevin Love, I don't get.
It's a real bummer.
And the thing is, Kevin Love should be on this team.
No.
He should be the Christian Laettner. He should be the worst player on this team.
Sure. Okay.
I'm fine with that if that's how Kevin Love is being used.
That's right.
But if Kevin Love is having to play big minutes in the post, then you didn't put this team together correctly.
But you did say something the last show basically about how the Dream Team, they had incentive to play for as far as financially. And so because these players no longer have that incentive and, you know, the camaraderie and the, you know, the patriotism isn't as strong as it once was back in the day, what do you think they could do to incentivize these younger players to want to play on this Dream Team or to want to play on the USA team?
I mean, I think at this point it comes down to, you know, you're going to say it's money.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, it kind of always is. If you get a bunch of these, you know, Greg Popoviches who, you know, went to Air Force Academy and is in his, you know, he's an old man.
Yeah.
And you just get all these old white guys to go, don't you want to play for your country? Then, yeah, it's going to be hard to talk to a 24-year-old who has, you know, is just going, no, man, I don't. This doesn't do anything for me. Plus, I'm going to go play on this team. Like, you've seen what Bradley Beal, it took him, one of the big things. It took Bradley Beal, who's a really good player, a lot of time to figure out because he was the best player on a not good team.
Yeah.
And Washington was better this year, but just, they're still not a great team. So this guy had to learn how to play in his role and go, okay, I'm a bulk shooter, but I can't be a bulk shooter on this team.
Right.
And so in, I think a lot of it was you don't realize how little time, especially with the NBA getting pushed back and kind of finishing later in the year.
Yeah.
Between the Olympics, and I get the Olympics are pushed back, and honestly, the Olympics back are another year.
Yeah.
But I think the time in between, you just didn't really have any time for this team to gel whatsoever, whereas earlier Dream Teams and stuff like that, you saw players kind of spending more time together, and there was more practice together and everything before you got to playing on TV. Especially playing on TV wasn't a thing for early Dream Teams. And
yeah,
early
but
teams.
They're playing on now, that means, NBC.
No, I get it. Yeah, but everyone sees them. Everyone in the sports world sees them. All the writers see them. And everybody can come out and go, well, that looks awful.
Yeah.
And then go, well, Patty Mills looked good, and Mike Brown coached a good game for Nigeria.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think the team will be fine. It's going to be interesting to go through the Olympics and see, you know, once you get there and with no fans again.
Yeah.
And just see if they can get themselves up for it and get excited and not have to be. Because I don't think it's going to be good if they're constantly trying to come back in the second half. This doesn't seem like a team that's going to be a good rally team. They kind of need to lead the whole way through.
Well, do you see this team as a gold medalist team?
Yeah, you have to. You always have to say the most talented team, they are the most talented team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think if you said, okay, well, we put everyone in the NBA. Everyone in the NBA has a team they had last year.
Yeah.
And then we have this USA team. You say USA team wins 70 games in the title, right?
Yeah.
Because of how much talent is on that team. So if you say, well, a lot of these teams don't have as much talent as even an NBA team.
Yeah.
Then you have to say they're definitely the front runner to win it. But things can happen. International play is always going to be kind of a crapshoot. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I'll tell you this. I think it makes watching USA basketball more entertaining this year because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It definitely, if they lose, it'll suck. But when you think back to what it was, you know, up until they had the bad couple years in 2000, it was a little boring because you just went, oh, y'all turn in the fourth quarter and see how much we're up.
Right.
And we're just, you know, it's just running sprints.
Well, you said something earlier about how, you know, having these old white guys in Pop trying to get you to come play on this team, patriotism and all that. But it kind of brings me to Pop and about, has he started to lose his luster? Or 'cause before, it was like an honor just to come play with Pop to get a little bit of his coaching under you and kind of learn his way and his style of how he coached players. And so now that players aren't, there's not that much desire. Let's say, hypothetically, this team doesn't even medal. What does that do for Pop's legacy?
I mean, if they don't medal, it definitely hurts his legacy a lot.
Yeah.
Just because when you say right now he wins a gold medal, that I think puts him even higher as the greatest NBA coach of all time. You can't ever say greatest coach because people are going to, when you go to college coaches, it kind of just gets a little bit more cloudy.
Yeah.
But I think that would solidify him as the greatest NBA coach of all time if he does that. If he doesn't medal, then that conversation comes way more open. Phil Jackson jumps back up again at you. I think that it is important for them to, if they go ahead and win the gold. And again, it was a slow start, but things have turned around. I think if you see Bradley Beal came out and talked about how great it was to play with Pop. So I think there's a, it's not as bad as it seemed at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, the first couple of games, it seemed really dire.
Yeah.
And then they played Argentina, who was a really good team. And I think you're going to see a lot of that, too, where it's going to be playing the competition. And if you walk out and go, we're supposed to destroy these guys, and they don't get up for it, it's really hard to get up for a game if you're not already up for it. Like, if you wake up in the morning to go for a walk, and you don't stretch first, that first part of that walk, you're like, oh, my bones are popping, everything, my knees hurt. If you go and stretch first and go do it, you're like, oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
And so if you're not up for the game and you don't already do that, you can't do it once you're already there. Your knees already hurt if you already started that walk.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a thing of trying to get them in a rhythm, which it's going to take another reset when they get to Tokyo to say, okay, how do we reset? What's our actual rhythm? What's our plan? This is what we do every game. This is how we're ready to go.
And you could be adding players that were in the finals.
Yeah.
To do this, yeah.
Exactly. And, I mean, we'll see. It wouldn't surprise me if at least one of those guys opts out at the very end.
Yeah.
Just because of injuries and just how beat up they are.
Sure.
I do want to go into another thing real quick. which was just interesting. The NBA has been talking expansion some, and there is a team that is very adamant they should
very
be
in. Adamant.
And it's
like demanding, basically saying they created all of these things. And
yeah, and like honestly, they basically said that civil rights begin and end in Harlem with the Globetrotters. Yeah. It's just funny because when you looked at it, if that team got bought in like 2013 by an investment group who owns a lot of different, like, different properties.
Yeah.
And they own them. And I think with COVID and everything, they were like, well, kind of screwed up our touring schedule. So why don't we do this? It'll get us good publicity. And if we own an NBA team, well, yeah, then we can just sell them and we'd make like $1 billion.
Yeah.
So what we bought the team for what we make so much money. But we're probably not even going to do that. It's all big publicity stunt to go, look what we've done for the community. And they go, it's the NBA. We don't care. Yeah, we care. And, like, they don't have a building.
That's true. But
I mean, you put one in Las Vegas and you put one in Seattle before you put a third team in New York.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not possible. But it would be, I mean, I get it. Like, as far as their team, like the Harlem Globetrotters, I mean,
they're fun
to watch.
One of my bucket list things of radio. Well, yeah, they have to get a whole different team. You're not keeping the players.
Right.
Those are not NBA players.
Right.
The guy's like 45. The guy is 45 years old.
Yeah.
That's just good at spinning the ball on his finger. Yeah. It's probably not going to go well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and it'd be weird when the refs, when they're like, oh, are you going to throw the bucket? Like, no, I'm a real NBA ref.
Yeah.
that would be terrifying if you were a kid. Not terrifying. It would be so depressing if you were a kid and you were like, we're going to see the Globetrotters. And they just tried real hard.
Yeah.
And lost by 40.
What was your bucket list then?
Bucket list thing. In radio, you know, they get radio guys to come in, sit on the Washington Generals and play against the Globetrotters. I would love to at some point play for the Washington Generals against the Globetrotters. It seems like that would be such a fun thing to do.
For sure.
But
so it's not going to happen, though?
No. Okay. No. Seattle and Las Vegas, if you're going to add, you probably had two teams, not one. You had one Eastern Conference, one Western Conference.
Yeah.
I know Las Vegas isn't really, like, they're both Western, so maybe you have to move a Western team over to the East. I mean, you could move a Memphis or a Minnesota. It's pretty Eastern. You could move one of those. I know they're called in the Midwest, but those teams could move over, and it wouldn't be a huge thing. If you took Minnesota over there, I think they'd be fine. Let's move them over.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be, you know, they're bad. It'd be like at the Astros, which the Astros got moved over to the AL and then suddenly got very good.
Yeah.
But we're going to the second half of the season. The Astros didn't show up at All-Star Weekend. They all found excuses. Ryan Pressly's probably the best one.
You mean maternity leave?
Yeah, basically his wife's very pregnant. Yeah. He said, like, I'm not going to go to the All-Star Weekend.
Well, wait, but didn't Altuve, like, his dad was in the hospital?
No, they all had excuses. I'm saying the guy's going to get in massive trouble for going out and partying all during All-Star Weekend while his wife may be giving birth. You know what? Good call.
Yeah.
Good call, stay at home. But, yeah, it's funny. You saw everybody kind of stay out of it and not go.
Which except for Orbit. Orbit was a G. He went and took the booze like a man.
Oh, man, Orbit. You know, Orbit, I got you, brother. I got you. I think that solidifies that this Astros team is still 100% the villain.
Yeah.
Because everyone else, you see everybody else joking and laughing around. And I mean, I think there was part of it, too. They know that there's so much of that, and they're like, dude, I don't want to go.
It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a good
time. It's supposed
to be
fun, and I'm going to go, and there's going to be this weird backward thing, and they're going to put a mic on me. And people, it's not getting booed. I'm thinking about the player. Aaron Judge apparently doesn't think that they're human beings. Aaron Judge, who has cheated in baseball. They have all cheated, people. Every single player in baseball has cheated. And this guy thinks that apparently they're scum of the earth.
Yeah.
It's cold in here. Which
Altuve
then goes and rips off his shirt afterwards.
One of the best things ever.
Oh, that's so great. I think that they've really done that. I mean, I don't see how you can root against Dusty Baker getting a World Series ring and riding off into the sunset, getting a World Series ring. This Astros team comes back, wins it all. They're probably the least cheating, I would say, now. You have to assume they're the least cheating because they got caught.
For sure. But, I mean, it was a great PR move to put Dusty Baker in this position.
Yeah. I think he's a great manager.
He is a great manager. It was a win-win.
Yeah, and so I'm very much hoping right now that the Astros go. Do you have the Astros? Do you still think they're a front runner for the World Series?
We need to make some moves. We need to solidify our bullpen for sure.
Of course.
But I think the AL isn't as strong as the NL, And so our path to the World Series is a little bit easier than, you know, say the Dodgers or the Padres, whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
And then finally we'll talk the XFL is announced there coming back in 2023. Yeah. Are you pumped for some XFL action?
I love XFL.
You know who owns
more football?
Do you know who owns the XFL now?
Isn't it still Vince?
No, he was bought by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, even better.
Oh, so oh, Dwayne, gonna, oh yeah. Man, The Rock is going to come out on this thing. It's going to be amazing.
You're a fan, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I do think the XFL, San Antonio needs a team.
Yeah.
San Antonio needs a team. They were the most successful AFL team by a long shot that everyone came out. They're not going to get an NFL team because Jerry Jones will never allow that to happen. So give them an XFL team.
Why are you selling San Antonio? What are we, chop liver? Austin can't get an XFL team?
We could also go to San Antonio, but there's a building in San Antonio for ready for it. We have to build a building.
I guess.
Yeah, no, they have the Alamo Dome ready to go. So put a team in the Alamo Dome, get a team down there in San Antonio, go for that XFL, and we will be ready for 2023.
I'm so ready.
Do you have a team name for San Antonio? Is there something like something cool for San Antonio?
You have to do that. I'm all anti-San Antonio. You know that.
Like the San Antonio Churros?
That's good. I'll support that.
Yeah, you support the Churros. San Antonio Chonklas. San Antonio Dirty Water.
You're tiptoeing.
The Dirty Water. It's the River Walk.
No,
it's filthy.
I know.
There's nothing non-PC about that gross water. I was born in San Antonio. I am a big Spurs fan. The water's gross. And I still don't know why there's a railing. It still blows my mind there's not a railing. Because I get there like, you can't see the dirty water. Put a railing up. Every time you walk down there, you're just like trying to figure out how far away you can get from the wall where you still feel safe, but you don't look like a complete wimp who's like just hugging the wall and be like, I'm not going in that water. We gotta take a break. We do have an answer for what's the worst thing you could find right before you go to sleep. That's coming up here on Instant Serious News on the R104-919 AM 1260. Back on Instant Serious here on the Horn. It's time for some Instant Serious News. Are you ready?
I'm ready,
Anthony. Yes, first story comes to us. A man was very upset. 4th of July weekend came and went, and his neighbors kept shooting off fireworks every night. And it was not just one neighbor. It was multiple neighbors kept shooting off fireworks. It keeps happening. And so he decided a way to get revenge, Anthony. He said, you know what? These guys trying to keep me up late. I have to go to work. Mm-hmm. I am going to wake them up. He set up a PA system out of his window and put his alarm up to a microphone to go to the PA system. And the PA system blew off at 5:30 in the morning, waking up the entire neighborhood.
That's awesome. But the side note is, like, the neighbors that didn't do the fireworks.
Yeah, they got fireworks and the alarm.
That's kind of a...
You know what? I feel like that would be funny day one.
Day one.
If this goes day two. petty revenge. Do you have any petty revenge stories?
I mean, I feel like any time revenge is involved, it's petty. So, but I don't have any that I can say on the air.
that's true. Most of my petty revenge. You know what? My petty revenge is Anthony said he never wanted to do a sports show live on the air. And then he has to do a sports show every week.
That's what this is.
It's all petty revenge. A New York restaurant, $200 fries are certified as the world's most expensive French fries.
Yeah.
They feature ingredients including Chipperbeck potatoes, Dom Perignon champagne, French champagne, cage-free goose fat from France, truffle salt, truffle oil.
We're talking about.
Just a bunch of truffles. And then a topping of 23-karat edible gold dust. Is this very over the top? Is this not worth $200?
Of course it's over the top. If it wasn't my money, I would 100% taste that. Oh, that sounds amazing.
I would punch the person who spent the money and steal the rest of their money, because you don't deserve to have money if you're buying $200. You just don't. You don't get to have money when I'm poor and you're buying $200. Just a slap in the face. What's the most expensive food you would ever want to buy?
A Wagyu tomahawk ribeye. It goes about the same price, about $200, but they're massive size steak. I would. I would. I could die a happy man if I ever had one of those.
See, I'm such a trash person.
Yeah.
I just want a nice buffet. That's all.
Holy.
Just like a buffet.
Like a fancy buffet? What does that even mean?
No, but like not even fancy. But just like, here's some Chinese food and some Mexican food at the same place. You're like, that sounds gross.
God.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, but I'm going to live here now. I'm just going to live in my crappy food buffet. These Jack in the Box in here, fantastic.
That's very disappointing to me.
Oh, I'm just trash.
He's
just a trash person, Anthony. A woman in Georgia went to go to bed. She saw a piece of lint on the ground and went to go pick up the piece of lint.
Uh-huh.
And the lint ran away from her. Slid away from her.
Slid away?
And then she was like, whoa, that's alive. And she kind of freaked out and jumped back. And then she was like, hey, honey, look at what that is. And he looked under, and it was a mother snake and her 18 baby snakes.
Jesus.
Underneath their bed. Is there anything worse than you to find right before bed than 18 snakes living underneath your bed?
Anything worse. That's terrifying. But also, where are you living? That and like, why have you not seen these before?
I did 18 snakes. Well, I think a snake just came in and gave birth.
Okay, but I don't think that's how that. Whatever.
I don't know. Anyway, this woman. How dirty is your house?
That's all I can think of. I know. One night I woke up and I had a scorpion on me in bed, and that was probably the most terrifying thing in my life. But.
Yeah, that's a waking up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever you have that cockroach, when you see that cockroach and you're like really tired and you see it scuffing, you're like, dude, not tonight, bro, because I can't catch you.
I'm not gonna catch you in every
and
little.
Then you're just gonna, and he disappears where somewhere, and you're like, Did I get him? That is terrible news. We both live in very disgusting places too, where roaches exist, and we're just like, I'm too drunk and tired. We're dealing with this in the morning. Please don't come here. We are out of time. We'll be back next week with more great content. Finishing up our NBA coverage, NBA draft coming up next week. A bunch of great stuff. Thanks to Anthony White. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Follow us on social media at InstaSeries. Join in the conversation. We will be back next week with more. Until then, keep your underwear clean. We'll see you next week. Peace.